Rivers are running high throughout the state, and this is before we've even hit peak snow runoff yet. That's expected to happen next week. So officials around Colorado are issuing guidance for people who are planning on getting out onto rivers and creeks, whether you're planning on rafting, tubing or fishing. Commercial rafting companies are now avoiding three sections of the Arkansas River after high water level advisories were issued yesterday. Advisories are in place for two river sections between Granite and Buena Vista, and the third advisory is for the river segment running through the Royal Gorge west of Canyon City. Well, the high water is considered dangerous as more water is running through the river after wet winter led to increased snow melt. Pueblo announced yesterday that they are postponing their annual river surfing festival that was scheduled for the weekend of June 22nd. This is due to the high levels in the river. I spoke with Amanda Cesar, who is the recreation supervisor with Pueblo Parks and Rec. She says that the river is running right now at about 4,500 CFS. That's cubic feet per second. Now, that's about the same volume as a basketball. So imagine 4,500 basketballs of water going by in a river every single second.
This time of year, because we typically have runoff, we typically run anywhere from about 2,000, 3,000 is our average. On high snowpack years, we do run a little bit higher, and this is the week it happens to be hitting. The mountain snow is starting to melt, so we're pushing those 4,000s. It's basically bank to bank, so you don't see the shoreline very much. Here at the water park, you don't see the rock outcropping, which you normally can see this time of year. But with the high water, it's completely underwater.
Now, you were gearing up to have a big river surfing festival, but people might assume the more water in the river, the better. Not always the case, though.
No, the best time for surfing is about 2,500 CFS to 3,000 CFS. With the 4,500, it washes out and it makes it hard to play. You just basically wash down the river. So we've decided to postpone our event, which was supposed to be June 22nd. We've decided to make it July 20th, and that's when they're predicting those 2,000 CFS again, which makes it a better experience overall for surfing.
This time of year, all rivers around the state are experiencing a lot of water with the snow melt, and we had such volume of snowpack this year. So I know that a lot of municipalities that have white water recreation as a focus, or any kind of water recreation, are advising people to be very, very vigilant at this time. I mean, what are you asking people who maybe are coming down to recreate on the Arkansas or in some of the other rivers around the state?
Just be extremely cautious. I know we are meeting with our fire departments, our local state park rangers, our dive rescue teams, and we're evaluating the river every day. At the point we decide to close it down, that would be for the fishermen and people wading in the water. We typically do not close it down to the paddle boarders, but they're typically equipped and have more experience. So just be extremely cautious out there right now. The water's running fast and it's high, like I said.
When do you expect that to change and maybe dissipate some of those flows?
We've not hit true runoff yet. So they're predicting it probably next week, which will last for a couple of weeks. So we're predicting it'll stay high through probably the end of the month and into July.
Amanda Cesar is the recreation supervisor with Pueblo Parks and Recreation, speaking there about what's happening on the Arkansas River, just one of the rivers around Colorado where officials are issuing warnings because of the high volume of water right now in the rivers. And in fact, that has now led to the postponement of the River Surfing Festival that was to happen in Pueblo on June 22nd. Now, you might not be familiar with river surfing, but it's become a big deal here in Colorado, and Pueblo is the epicenter for it. So we're going to have a report on that. That's coming up in July ahead of the postponed River Surfing Festival.